call the May 1st meeting of the Candia Planning Board to order and ask everybody to please rise, face the flag, and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
Do attendance here. Judy.
Here.
Mark.
Here.
Tim, here. Brian.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Rudy.
Here.
And Kevin.
Here.
And Linda is here. All right. So, the first meeting, the first bit of business, and, well, okay, the first bit of business is an informational hearing for Thomas Severino, 92 Adams Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034, for property on 80 Diamond Hill Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034, map 409, lot 141, lot line adjustment for 409, lot 132. I will pass it to you.
Good evening, members of the board. Again, my name is Tom Severino, 92 Adams Road. The subject property here is 80 Diamond Hill Road. I recently purchased this from the Holt family back in January. The parcel is, there's three parcels to that. Map 409, 141, 142, and 143. The lot we're discussing here is lot 141. This is just a copy of the Candia tax maps. Back in 1973, I believe, Mr. Holt came through the planning board and did this survey and subdivision himself and got these, this one parcel, which was approximately a 59-acre parcel, split it into these three lots, this 41 acres, this 6 acres, and this 12 acres here. So that was broken apart. So there's currently three separate lots, three separate tax bills at the moment. The discussion today, again, is for this 41-acre parcel. This is what was now recently done by Jim's newly formed Franklin Vera and Associates. So, yeah, he's joined teams with someone, Vera Associates out of the Seacoast, which are very good surveyors. So he's joined with them. So Vera, they have surveyed the entire parcel. Again, Jim has previously surveyed a Sanborn piece back when Ronnie and I purchased it. So right now the whole, this is the entire parcel in itself, showing the three separate lots again, and again dealing with 141. The reason for today's informational is kind of twofold. There's a couple different things I'd like to do. One is, which is to square up the Sanborn piece. That commercial line comes back 800 feet from the center line of 27, which is just slightly behind this yellow. So I just lined up this corner of that lot 141 and the recent lot line we just did when we sold to the guys at Comtel. And so that lot line adjustment will kind of make a perfect rectangle out of that parcel. So we're sort of trying to clean up that parcel by just doing that lot line adjustment and squaring up that entire parcel.
And that's the part that's commercial.
That's the part, and we did it because it's also, it's part of the, if you go back to this original map,
yeah,
part of Holt's property was in the pink here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really just taking that, and I said, why not move the commercial piece of property, move the line back to the commercial line? So essentially that's really just to clean that lot up. is what that's for.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll just be a lot line adjustment between myself and myself. And then really the only goal here is I'm trying to break off this 9.17 acre piece, which is the Holtz house with 9 acres. This area happens to be the field that's there right now. I have a family that's that was looking for a place. They have 2 kids, want to have 6 kids. They want a homestead, and they approach, and happens to be the family of my son-in-law, Brody, whose cousin moved to Landing Way, and now this is his brother, and his uncle now lives in Landing Way, which is Brody's father, and they just closed on another lot, his twin sister, so... Basically, it's just another family member was looking for a home, and Landing Way wasn't the place to have cows and sheep, and, you know, so they want to have animals, homestead, can their vegetables. And this house, it was amazing. They asked me for a place that they were looking for, and literally 2 weeks later, the Holtz called me, and I'm like, I may just have a place for you. So I didn't want to take on the adventure, but it was really the perfect fit for them for how they wanted to use the farm. So I'm really... I know I have to go through a minor subdivision because it's 3 lots, technically maybe a major because it has potential for more. I mean, I understand all the technicalities of that, but the reality is that's why I'm here. I'm just trying to break this lot off. I have no clue what I'll do with the other piece. Ironically, I have had interest. This is the top of the hill of Diamond Hill here, and there was another nice young man that was looking for a house on the top of the hill that didn't pan out on another hill in Candia. So ironically, I was trying to help him out too, and I said, when something comes along, I'll try to make it work. So I'm kind of trying to make one big lot work for him. I haven't shown it to him yet or approached him with it yet because I wanted to get this process out of the way, but the goal is to hopefully leave this like this because that's the type of parcel he was looking for and wanted to build a nice house on the top of the hill, and this stays just like this. So I prefer to do a minor because I really just want to break this one lot into these 2 lots, but that's what I'm here for tonight. Is this one meeting I can come in with a 2-sheet plan that shows a lot line adjustment, and the second sheet shows the subdivision after the lot line adjustment's done, or am I coming in 1 month on June 5th with a lot line adjustment, and then I'm coming in 2 weeks later for the subdivision? So I just really want to see what the opinion of the board, answer questions, and see how I should attack this.
Well, I would think from a subdivision standpoint, you're looking at just a subdivision of 2 lots.
Right. That's it.
The other is a pure lot line adjustment that both parties have agreed to because you are both parties.
Correct.
So that's my take. I don't know if anybody thinks any differently. Yeah, Rudy.
Tom, looking at what you want to do, it would be a minor subdivision, and I don't think you'd have any conditions on it.
Okay.
The reason being is that both of the frontages on the 2 lots you're proposing are a little over 200 feet.
Yeah.
So that lot with 262 feet, you're really not going to be able to subdivide it anymore anyways.
No.
So there would be, in my opinion.
And that's why I did that. I could have put, there's more than 6, and I could have put 1 at 2 and 1 at 4. So I purposely divided it down the middle to show that I'm just trying to make 2 lots here. So that's why I did it that way.
Yeah. I don't think there'd be any conditions in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And should I do it in 2 separate, or can I come in with a 2-sheet plan set that one sheet has the lot line adjustment, and then when you flip the sheet, it'll show this lot as 1 lot, and then it'll show this lot subdivided, and I can do it in 1 meeting, or...
You'd have to do 2 applications.
Okay, yeah, 2 applications.
Yeah.
You can have the 2 applications on the same night.
Okay.
Yeah. We did that before.
Okay.
That's 2 separate steps would be taken.
Right.
Okay.
Just do the lot line first and then we can deal with the subdivision after.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we'd have to do a sleight of hand and go, oh, we don't want to talk about the subdivision tonight.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. I tried to clean it up the best I can. I tried to put the property line back on an existing wall that's there right on the edge of the field. You know, I spent a lot of time this week walking around in circles out there to get the line just in the right spot, use what I could of the walls.
The only thing I'll throw out there, it's not the place for it tonight at all, even in dividing the two properties, but you know, are you sure you can put a driveway in on that larger lot?
Yeah.
With the pond there and stuff.
Yeah, there's about this is 1 inch equals 120, so there's about 100 feet of upland between the edge of that pond and here. So there's, I made sure of that right away, that there was enough room to get a driveway in there.
What about the blind corner that the blue lot is on?
That's actually a really good spot for it because this driveway is also right across the street from it.
Yeah, but I live on that street.
Oh, okay.
I know it well.
Yeah, so you could, but when you come up from this way, you could see down there and over there from that particular spot right there. I think if you were...
You can't come from that 27, you can't see around the corner.
This one you can't see. Yeah, this is really hard. You cannot see anything over that hill coming any further down. This just happens to be right at the peak of the hill, so it helps enough to see out that way.
So it'll be more cleared. I know when the leaves are on, you can't see that corner at all.
It needs
no
to
idea.
Be cleaned up desperately. Okay. I mean, everything looks like in that storm just blew over in that corner, and they cut everything up. So that all needs to be cleaned up. The culvert needs to be cleaned out. It's a mess right there.
So it won't be a blind spot
anymore? No, definitely not. I was going to clean that whole corner up so you can see right through there. Easy enough.
Wow.
Great to have more families building houses here and having kids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All the better.
Yeah.
I don't know those 6 kids in the school district. I don't know.
Yeah.
We need more kids.
Bring them in.
They might be homeschooled for all you know.
Yeah, fair point. The homestead,
yeah. Yeah, they're homesteading.
Yeah, if we're going to put three preserves up, they'll probably have the kids working.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a good evening.
Thanks.
You
have
to come.
While you walk around, must be sending the rabbits to our way. Never seen rabbits.
Oh, are you right down the road there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, so the next item of business is on the agenda is 669 High Street. Which the applicant has postponed again till the next meeting. Okay, I just will note that you do have in your packets the most recent letter from Stantec on all the issues, and if memory serves me correctly, go ahead.
Just so you know, it says review number 1. Brian made those copies for us. It's review number 2. He just forgot.
Changed
the date. It's dated April 3rd, but it says review number 1. It's actually review number 2.
Got it.
And also, Amy sent out the list of waivers they're requesting. So keep that in your files for next meeting, because I had Amy send that stuff out, because I'm pretty sure we'd gotten it before, but I wanted it all to be in one spot. So, and Rudy sent out his notes, which he made for the previous meeting, but some of those have already been addressed. I was originally going to read them in, but then we're not having the public hearing, so that may not be appropriate, but review those. There are some good points there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes care of that. I did put in here in the packet the HOP grant app as signed and executed. We talked a bit about it last meeting from what the draft was. Nothing really changed. He just neatened it up. It is for the $50,000 to go through and audit our ordinances and controls. Do some community engagement, do a build-out analysis, and to make priority regulatory changes to make sure that our regulations match our housing needs.
And it was submitted before the April 30th deadline.
Correct. It was submitted last
Thursday, I believe.
I was reading the minutes and I realized it was due the 30th and today's the 1st and said, hope we did that.
I hounded the bejesus out of him.
Cause, part of the job.
Yeah, exactly. And just as a kind of a follow-up, not much of a follow-up, but kind of a follow-up to the Southern New Hampshire Planning Board's alternative fuels grant. I called that woman Tammy, I think it was, twice, got no response at all. And I haven't called her back a third time, but...
it's called bureaucracy.
Yeah, I don't.
That's too bad.
I have no clue, so I will follow up again, but, you know.
Thank you.
So that's kind of that. Now, also, I know a few people on this board either went to or watched the zoning board meeting on the campground on Depot Road. I won't really discuss it except to say that I walked away with a few things that we're not necessarily going to dive into them right now, but that, you know, I thought we as a board would need to look at or should talk about, one of which is that campgrounds are verboten in Candia. We need to talk about, is that something we want to do, and what would the framework of that look like, and, you know, limit the number of campsites, limit the locations, just like we do for other conditional use permits, limit so many campgrounds in the town. I plant this as a seed. We'll put it on an agenda item at some point in time in the future, but I don't know if anybody wants to voice anything right now or not. But
well, I mean, they definitely have to be accessible by fire and police. Because no matter what, wherever you are, if you have kids out there on bikes or doing something, they get hurt, you know, you need some type of a communication.
Cooking over an open flame.
Mm-hmm.
Kids gas tripping lanterns.
Yep.
Open fires. All that stuff.
Yep. So, and, you know, maybe we need to designate where it can be in the town.
That was kind of my thought. We need to designate specific areas where it should be, and, you know, do we want a 200 campsite KOA or a 10 campsite, you know, Mama Bauer's campground?
Right.
Right.
Because Judith brought up the point about Tia saying technically the state wants like water and, you know, toilet facilities and this sort of thing. But if you kind of keep it really simple, it's almost, and so I don't know, you know, it's like, you're right. You got to really understand, what are we really trying to do here? Do we really want to make it, you know? Yeah, if it's well run and they don't happen to have, I don't know, she makes those points. But I think definitely it has to be come through the planning board, be mm-hmm. more like a conditional, would it be more like a conditional use permit?
Yeah, that's what I would think. My take is that it would, you know, be a change to the zoning that would have to get approved at town meeting, and we would make it a conditional use, right, so that we would have to approve it. But
outside of the national forest, most campgrounds provide a bathhouse,
water, electric.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's what we got to talk about. What are we really, like you said, the size of it?
And I mean, you know, even just to, again, to devil's advocate, just to throw ideas out for discussion purposes, right? Do we want, you know, an RV camp, an RV park with, you know, water, electric, sewer? Do we want a rustic campground?
Rustic, man.
Yeah. I'm just saying these are. This is not something we'll decide tonight or decide even in one meeting.
Actually, it would be up to the voters of Candy. Actually,
well, it would be, but we would put something together to put in their hands.
Right.
So one of them is that DES has control over them. So, you know, it's like just like we did with all the highway stuff. If we reference the state requirements for DES, then that takes the burden off the town. The other thing that came up in that meeting was the definition of short-term rental, that there wasn't one on there. The state actually does have, in RSA 48.
This is, well, it's actually a new one amending
House Bill, probably House Bill 48. It's a new one that is just making some amendments to the previous one. Yep, 48A1.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the one I have. Because when we went through the whole thing with short-term rentals, we looked at one of the definitions, and that was the 182 days, 184 days before. I can't remember what it was before rooms and meals kicked in or something along that line. But I couldn't remember what it was, but there are two definitions in there, and they're both pretty much the same.
It's funny. I wasn't being a Rudy and digging into the RSAs.
No, but that's good that you did.
I was actually looking through the current bills in the legislature to see if there was anything happening with the two or three they were watching, and I saw this one, and I was like, oh, fantastic. And yeah, because I thought we might have to do something to firm up our definitions of short-term housing, but a short-term rental. But short-term rental means any individual or collectively owned single-family house or dwelling unit or any unit or group of units in a condominium, cooperative, timeshare, blah, 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 owner-occupied residence that is offered for a fee for less than 30 consecutive days in a building or otherwise used as a residence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it has to be in a building. It can't be.
Right.
Exactly. It has
to
be in a
building.
The
thing is, it's not. It's in a strange section. It's in RSA 48, mm-hmm. which is a whole different thing. But it's there.
Right.
Yep. So,
and I think the applicant was explained that A, it has to go to the voters to be approved, and B, they needed to come to the planning board with a site plan. And, you know, I mean, there was a whole bunch of problems that were that night. So, I mean, you just can't have an outhouse where four campsites spew onto the ground.
Yep. and it was so funny when I found that pending legislation. I'm like, hey, there's my answer without digging through the big book. Yeah. and I also figured that you would probably have the answer anyway.
Well, New Hampshire Municipal Association had about a 7-page dissertation on that, and I think it was from 2019, if I remember correctly. So if you want to look up, I can send you a copy of it, but they did a very good job saying this is how you should handle it, because it's, even they said it's in 48, but is it applicable to something else? And I mean, my feeling is if it's an RSA, if it's a definition, it's covered everything.
I mean, to me, as I said at the zoning board meeting, I asked, you know, my three questions, and that was one of my main questions is, what is the legal definition that we go by of what a short-term rental is? Because a Merriam-Webster's definition is meaningless.
I did say that to Judith, so she does have it now.
Good, cool. But yeah, so at some point in time here, we'll put campgrounds on the agenda, or zoning it, you know, changes on the agenda. But I do want everybody to think about that, because that's something that I think we definitely need to talk about. And hopefully we can come to an agreement of something that makes sense to all of us. And if it makes sense to all of us, hopefully it makes sense to the town.
Hallelujah.
Right? Hopefully.
You don't know how that's worked
out. There'll be like planning board, no?
Yeah, village district. Let's not go there. All right, so I kind of jumped ahead in the talking about the planning stuff here, but let's go to the minutes of April 17th.
Hey, Tim, can you go back to Southern New Hampshire for a minute?
Well, sure.
A couple of things. How is the phase one of the HOP coming along? And because I think we have to have everything done by July.
I have been on CAM on that pretty aggressively, and Carla has been on me pretty aggressively. And the last I heard from her was shortly after our last meeting, so a week and a half ago now, and things were moving again. They had done some work on the surveys and some correlation, you know, some what's the word I want to use?
Compiling.
Thank you, of the data. I'm going to reach back out to Cam again, probably tomorrow or Friday, and say how we doing, because yeah, we're up against a time frame there. And he, you know, he was somewhat responsive, but not overly. And actually, because I called him and said, hey, we got to get moving on this. And he told me, I'll call Carla. And, you know, like the next morning, Carla called me and she actually called the executive director. And once she talked to her, she got an immediate response from Cam. Mm-hmm. And I'm scheduled on my calendar tomorrow to call her as well to try and just build a little more fire there. That we've got a deadline, but
yeah. Sylvia von Ollick.
Yes. Yep. So, but last time I talked to Carla, she was happy that things were moving, and she hasn't called me back since. So. I take that.
That's a good sign.
Yes, it's a good sign. And I specifically wanted to be very nice and supportive. So, and again, I think Cam is probably chasing deadlines right now after being out for a month or two. And, you know.
So nothing like a deadline to get stuff done. He'll be jamming right at the end, just like the old days. Like, book report and stuff. You wait till the last minute, and then you're like, "Holy cow, I better get
read it. The book the night before." Yeah.
Just like pulling that all-nighter before finals. You know, I remember eating, you know, instant coffee with a spoon.
No dose. Yeah. You're going way back with it.
Oh yeah, no dose. They don't even make that anymore. Yeah.
And then the other things to keep warm. I know that the CIP is done.
Yeah.
So that's good. But you need to keep on them for the four impact fees now.
Right, for Nate. Yeah, good.
We have the one from last year that we encumbered the funds, but I don't think anything's been done on that.
I will follow up with Nate on that. Thanks.
And you might want to talk to him. I know there's an executive committee meeting tomorrow morning at 7:30 that I'm supposed to be at. That one of the items on there was that the town of Auburn is looking to hire Southern New Hampshire Planning to be their town planner. So, which is not a bad thing. But the problem is that, as you can see with the HOP, we're way behind.
Resources.
We're way behind with the impact fees that should have been done last year. And now we're going to be backed up with the impact fees for this year. So you may want to talk to Nate or talk to Sylvia. About, as you said, about the staffing that they have, because we have a lot of money that's sitting out there, and it's work that really needs to be done to make sure they're up to date.
Preferably by Nate. Like, Nate's basically good. Like an A-team. Like, you're looking to build an A-team, you get Nate. You're looking for Cam, what are you getting, a D-minus range or C-minus? What, in this day and age, maybe a B-minus, but
yeah.
Go Nate.
No, I agree, and I actually said that to Carla. She was, you know, bad-mouthing Southern Hampshire Planning, and I said, well, you know, I can tell you that Nate is phenomenal work, and I feel pretty confident that if we push him to get that on the front of his plate, he will. He's pretty good. But
well, I think Cam's busy, too, with Deerfield right now.
Yeah, he was doing a traffic study up there, and yeah. Yeah.
I think they have Southern New Hampshire looking for another planner. So
you're shorthanded?
Yeah.
You gave them shorthanded.
Yep.
Right.
With skilled positions.
It's a national.
Yeah. Speaking of representatives, we have two positions on Southern New Hampshire Planning that I was reluctantly on it. Dick was on it for a while, but we have another person that would be interested.
Right, Ron Laverdure. He's on the Conservation Commission, and he's really with it, and Dick Snow had put his name out there, so Ron Laverdure.
You want to nominate Dick Snow?
He was out there with the sign for the...
Yes, totally. Course. And he's the one that's working on the parking lot for the Flint Road Town Forest.
He was supposed to be getting out of everything this year.
Yeah, I thought so. All right, I'll look into that.
Yeah, so that was a name that came up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Free pizza for lunch when you go to
the meeting. Oh, well, that says it
But
all.
Is it good pizza or is it like Domino's?
Actually, it was pretty good. When I go, yeah. But you can go Zoom.
Eat your own pizza, though.
Bring your own, so it's always good pizza.
Get something from House of Pizza, it's all right. All right, so we'll go to approval of the minutes.
Yes.
I read them through and they were okay in my book, but I am not an editor, so I will...
I guess I am, so...
I'm a wordsmith, not an editor.
Line 8, these things jump out. Line 84, there were a few bills, the legislation.
Yeah, I circled that one too.
Good.
Ah, you know, it was funny because I knew there was one in there that was mine and I couldn't find it today.
Okay.
And,
you know, you can do with that what you want. There are a few bills. The legislation has been, maybe get the I out of there.
Yeah.
A few bills in the legislature.
Yeah. In the legislature.
Oh, that would be even better.
Yeah,
yes.
That's exactly what happened. That's a pure typo.
Then, line 96, adjusting our zoning ordinances for next year's town, apostrophe S.
Yep.
These are little things, but gives me a chance to read them over and look carefully.
Next year's town meeting. I think that is correct as it reads. 96?
Yeah. You want a bunch of towns?
Yeah.
No, you have it's town apostrophe one. S.
Apostrophe S?
Possessive. Towns.
Do you have the same minutes as us?
For next year's town meeting.
It's towns plural. We'd like it to be one singular town with
mine
apostrophe.
Mine doesn't have an S.
No, mine doesn't.
Mine does.
Mine does too.
On 96?
Yours does.
Yeah, yours is.
So yours should be like
Mine has,
yeah.
No, 96 has it in.
Town.
Years. No, years.
The
It's the years part.
The S in
years.
The years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa. We all have the same minutes, I hope? Yeah. Great. One little other thing. 174. At the end of the line, get it out in the opens.
Nope, period. No S.
Yeah. How about just open, too?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, that's what I was going. That's what I was thinking.
Out in the open. Yeah. That's all I got. Otherwise, it looked great.
Uh-huh. All right. Judy, since you did the amendments, you want
to... I'd like to make a motion to accept the minutes of the April 17th, 2024 meeting as corrected.
I will second that.
All right. We're going to go in reverse order this time. Kevin.
Yes.
Rudy, abstain. Yeah. Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Tim, yes. Mark.
Yes.
Judy.
Yes.
Okay. So as far as town planning, I guess I kind of jumped it when we started talking earlier there, but so there are two things now that we're going to need to discuss in for zoning ordinance amendments. One will be campgrounds if we can come to an agreement on, and the other is, and I don't know, you probably watched the meeting, but you know, the ADU legislation, it's still in the Senate, it hasn't passed yet. But the first ADU that goes on a property is by right. The second ADU can be by right, by conditional use, or special exception. So the
building one can be detached.
Only one can be detached, but they don't say it that way. They say if the first unit's detached, the second unit must be attached.
Right.
So it's a weird way of saying only one can be detached.
Right.
Leave it to lawmakers. And so we have until the July of 25, but we will want to amend our zoning ordinances to reflect the second ADU and what we want to, you know, and if it is detached, whatever conditions we want to put on that detached ADU.
Now you said this is still in the Senate, so it has not been fully passed yet.
No.
When I looked it up yesterday, it has not been fully passed.
Right. So we're presuming that it will be, I guess.
From what I hear, it's got pretty broad support.
Yeah, it had broad support in the House. So.
Well, yeah, it's passed the House already.
But it was...
Broad, yeah.
Yeah, so you think, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I haven't scheduled any discussions for anything like this type of stuff because we keep thinking we're getting 669 High Street on our agenda. And not going to put anything like that on an agenda that's probably going to take several hours to miss. But right now, those are two things that we will be putting on the agenda at some point in time in the future. Mm-hmm. Anybody else got anything on town planning?
Tim, I got something that it's not really town planning, but it's something I just want to recuse myself and just talk as an applicant for a second.
Yeah.
I happened to get an approval today, so I just want to bring the board up to speed. You know what I mean? So I finally got DOT today.
You want to have Linda come up?
Oh, sure, Linda, if you want to come up and sit in while Scott's out. Go ahead.
Yeah. I see Mike was here, too.
Yeah. He was zoomed in. Mike Santa was, but he's off now.
He was here. I don't know where he is anymore. I don't see him.
So it took forever with DOT. They got some real problems. And of course, part of it's always with my engineer, who's always running behind, too. So it's always a combination of the two, you know what I mean? But finally got DOT. So I'm going down through all the condition. My engineer is going to make the necessary changes to the plan that were noted before, the approval numbers and all that. You know, make that those sort of modifications. I'm going to reach out, work with Amy and with Brian Ruoff on the, you know, the inspection, what Brian wanted to do, and all that sort of stuff. Just one more here. Yeah, so I think essentially what the site contractor is ready to go. And so what I'd like is if we can come to an agreement tonight that, say, 5 or 6 or 7 days, if I've met all these conditions, then I can just get the plan signed. I don't really want to have to wait the full 2 weeks to come back, if possible. But fundamentally, I'm going to address all these things, work with Brian, get everybody to sign off on it, and make sure the plan's right, and then I'm able to stop work. But it took forever to get that permit. So I've got the site guys under contract for May 1st, and my engineer said, oh, yeah, you have it 60 days before that. So anyway, so I'm trying to, I think, I've talked with my engineer. He said it's pretty common. He says a lot of these plan things now become more administrative. So he said just give the board an update, tell them what you're doing, and you know, if you guys said, no, you got to come back in 2 weeks, it's not going to be the end of the world. But I would like to get those guys started. You know, once I've met all the conditions, and I'll get Bob Donovan out there, get Brian to sign off on it.
Well, I think for the plans to be official, though, we all have to sign it, right? The whole board has to sign it.
You got to have a quorum.
What you can do is this. The way that the conditions are is that once the conditions are met, he can start work, and the signs and the plans can be signed. So if the board is comfortable that the conditions have been met, you don't have to have a special meeting to sign the plans or anything. You can just have people come in at any time that they want and just sign the plans.
And you'll need four of us. So
I think the only thing that you'd have to do is to find some way to make sure that all the conditions haven't been met.
I've got the list, and then we'll go down it and just knock them all off. And
I do have a question. One of the meetings that we had when you presented the site plan, you changed part of the site plan. There wasn't the gardens, no solar.
Right.
So I thought at that meeting we were told that changes in that site plan had to be brought before the board. Is that still?
I think they.
Those were noted. That those were conditions that I had to remove those things from the plan.
Right.
So the plan looks differently. So what's happening with that land is just.
Well, part of what I think he's saying
too
is that.
The plan didn't look any different. He just omitted.
I'm just taking that.
Because
stuff
the garden
up.
Couldn't not happen because
of the
chemicals
well.
In the well.
Right, right. I know the reason why. I just thought at that meeting was said that another, you know, the site plan was changed and it had to come before the board. So I'm just clarifying.
No, that's a good point, because did you take that stuff not on the plans anymore?
Correct. The one, you know, yeah. So those are conditions. I've got to meet all the conditions, and so those are the you know. Right.
If you look at the conditions of conditions of approval on there, it says this from the plans, etc., etc.
Okay.
Just to make sure that they are no longer on the plan.
I think just as long as he's got the list of conditions and that in the approval that they've been met, Amy can, you know, verify that and then just let you know. To have people come in and sign the plan.
But actually we don't need to do if Amy says the conditions have been met, then I guess I would need to sign something that says the conditions have been met.
Yeah.
So is Bob Dunman the judge to determine whether they have been met, or is it town engineering people?
Town engineering,
It doesn't take, we've already got the conditions have been labeled. So once he's met those conditions, there's no official that has to oversee that. Once the conditions have been met and there's documentation that they've been met, that's all that
matters. Right, then the town engineer, though, in the construction process, will hold him accountable to the conditions.
Right.
Right.
So are these conditions just paperwork items? Or is it, I'm just trying to understand.
It was some permits that weren't. That didn't have in hand yet. DOT was one of them.
DOT was the big one, right? So it was like, Rudy, I think you asked me like 3 months ago, and I said, Scott, what the heck is it? You know, it just kept dragging. So I finally got DOT, so now I can do the rest of, you know. I couldn't do that. I couldn't make the changes to the plan, or, you know, I had to get that. Now I can take the next step.
Right, because you couldn't finalize that plan until you get the approval from DOT, because they might have said whatever to the driveway, the road access.
Scott, I do have a question for you on your driveway permit. DOT approved 2 driveway locations on the plans, but on the plans, don't you only have 1?
No, there's 2. It's a U.
It is a U. Okay, all right. I couldn't remember. I didn't look at the plans and stuff, so okay. So there's not going to be a single driveway in and out.
Right. It's a U.
Nice.
Yeah, so if all the commissions are set, then, you know, and Amy, you can do that. You can make sure that all the conditions have been met. And then whatever needs to be signed can be signed. And then the next meeting we'll have the plans and we can all go over all the conditions, make sure that they've all been met, reaffirm that, and sign the plans. Right? Anybody got a... Don't think we need a motion or anything on that, right? Are you okay with that?
No, this is just a continuation of what he's what's charged to do.
I just want to make sure that there's consensus that that's cool. All
right. I'm still confused. There's a list of conditions that need to be checked off, right? It takes 2 parties to check something off. Right. Who is our part? Who's there's a builder. There's a Bob Dunovan.
Amy and Stantec, right?
Okay, right. All right. That just wanted to verify that
because he needed to go get like state approval for road access because it's a state road. He needed to get, you know, approval for the septic design and all those types of approvals.
Just wanted to know who was the balance for the check, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good question.
Yeah. And then again, there's a balance that goes forward because Stantec's going to continue to do site inspections and make sure that this is being built as per the conditions we put on it.
Got it.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. That was my
concern. It won't be the same as a public road. Thinking of Bluff Road and it's private.
It's private. No checks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
No, and that's why, like, you know, we've had that High Street development there that was...
What was that, Mayflower?
Yeah, that we were waiting for a year or so for them to finish up some of the...
Maplewood.
Yeah, Maplewood. Yeah,
Maplewood.
Yeah. Waiting for a long time, and Brian Ruoff was getting a little upset that it was just dragging, but you know, we were sitting on their escrow, so sooner or later they were going to get it done.
They wanted money.
That.
All right,
so we all good on that? Yep.
All right. Come on back up. Just keep
going. Are we winding up?
We may be. I don't
one
know.
1 foot out the door.
No, go ahead. Stay.
Oh, okay, I'll keep it warm.
Because I think we've gone through town planning and.
I have a few questions though.
Okay. Well, that's we're now in any other matter to be
exactly.
Before
that's
the board.
What I was hoping. Yeah. So I have a few questions, and I wasn't sure what board to bring it to, and it's about flooding and trapping beavers, And so I just want to read my questions, and maybe you can tell me what direction we go. So,
what?
Road agent.
Okay, I thought about him. Yeah, so
on the call.
Who's responsible for the flooding caused to a Candia Town resident's property? Why was a house built in a flooding area? Merrill Road is a town road, and the flooding is caused when the culvert there gets blocked by debris. Wouldn't it make sense to correct the problem with a long-term, sustainable solution, such as installing fencing around the culvert to keep the beavers from blocking it up, using a humane and more permanent method of addressing the issue? Now trapping and killing beavers is a short-term solution, like whack-a-mole. You kill the beaver, and soon another moves in. You relocate a beaver, and soon another moves in. Perhaps there's a way to address the issue where beaver and people live harmoniously together, benefiting one another. Who funds the fencing around the culvert? It is a town road, but flooding on an individual's property.
So I can address this a little bit. Podunk Road has that specific thing. It still looks like shit, Jeff. Beaver bottom. There's a beaver to save them out near the road.
Yeah.
So it keeps them from damming up and it allows the culvert to flow.
Right.
And the other part, which looks decent, Jeff, is there's a floating valve out in the pond, and it lets the water flow out so it doesn't build up. And then once that pressure blows the dam out, then you flood the road.
Right.
And we don't have to trap the beavers.
Exactly. So I've talked to the beaver deceiver guy, Chuck Crow and everything, and you know, he's willing to make, you know, the site visit, and the which would be like 200, but 100 of it is applied to your solution. And but I'm just wondering who starts the ball rolling, who takes care of it, who funds it?
I know the road agent took care of that for Podunk Road.
Really?
Jeff!
So this guy's really called the Beaver Deceiver?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the Beaver Deceiver is, it's a cool contraption. We had it successfully installed on Dickie Duhame's land for a big area. So, yeah, because, you know, beavers have their families, you relocate them, that's not good, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so, but is it me as a citizen goes to talk to Jeff, or how does that work?
That's how complaints work.
Okay, but I bring it to the town, but it doesn't seem like
No, you go to the road agent.
Yeah, you call the road agent.
Okay, as an individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so Jeff, I'll be talking to you.
Then if you don't get satisfaction, you go to the liaison. That's Boy Chivas.
Okay.
Not mine.
Not me. It's not mine anymore.
Anyway, thank you so much, because, you know, this is a problem that just reoccurs, and and there's a humane way to take care of it, so, yeah. Thank you.
But the one that floats on the pond actually looks pretty decent, and it does a good job.
Yeah.
It does keep the water from overflowing.
Yeah, it's just a level. It keeps it at a certain level.
Yeah.
It's like a
I know there are nice, yeah,
like
there are
nice
answers
pond,
there.
Same thing.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else got anything?
I just Googled Beaver Deceiver, and there's all kinds of information.
Oh, yeah. I've taken workshops on them. It's fascinating.
That's cool.
Yeah, I've got something. In the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've had a tremendous amount of positive things happening in my life. One of them was my former company has made me an offer I couldn't refuse to come back to work.
Wow.
Whoa.
So I'm going to be spending a lot of time between that and also all the other things I have going on. So I'd like to step down as a member of the board and be an alternate on the board that I did before, because I have to find something that I'm going to have to back away from, and unfortunately I think it's going to have to be the planning board. It's obviously with a heavy heart, but like I said, they made it worth my while. Like I couldn't refuse.
Well, good, that's good.
So, yeah, like I said, I wouldn't mind saying that, because if someone comes in to replace me, you're going to be down another alternate. So I could do that.
And also, quite honestly, Rudy, this board really depends on your expertise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other option is if the board doesn't mind that I don't show up for some of the meetings where there's not a lot of things that need to be, you know, researched and things like that, like, you know, some of the meetings we have last like a half an hour or something like that, I'd be willing to do that too. But I just want the board to know that obviously my priorities have shifted, especially, like I said, in the last 3 or 4 weeks to that point. So just wanted to bring that up to the board.
Yeah.
See your feeling.
Well,
congratulations. It's nice when you have an offer you can't refuse.
I'll tell you, though, you know, at 72, I really have to think about this.
Well, yeah. It must have been quite an offer then.
It was.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was. So it's like, I mean, it's not like, you know, I'm not going to work with it for like 2 or 3 years or something like that. But it's all like
consulting.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only offer I've gotten I couldn't refuse was, no, this is not an offer. You can't refuse it. But, you know, Rudy, everybody misses meetings. So if you want to continue on in that vein, and if it gets to the point where you can't, you know, if you have to miss meetings, we'll just try and make sure alternates are here. But in,
well,
you
I'll
can't
make sure that Amy knows.
Yeah.
Knows ahead of time.
Which is your preference?
I'll stay on the board. That way I can make it so that, you know, I can contribute a little bit more on a better basis,
okay,
if you don't mind.
But it's fine.
Doing
sounds
that.
Good.
No, as far as I'm my vote.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. And the other thing is I do apologize to the board for being so upset the last time. I was very upset. But as Tim said, it's time to move forward and move on. And
good.
I will
thank you.
Move forward. So.
Thank you. And thank you for offering to stay on, because I think your knowledge... can
valuable contributor.
Very much so. You know so much.
And it's okay, Rudy. When you miss a meeting, we'll badmouth you. Don't worry.
Oh, that's okay. I can always read the minutes.
I'd rather you listen to the audio.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's boring, though. Okay.
All right. Anybody else got anything else? Or
motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. We'll I'm going to start in the middle. I'm going to start with me this time. Tim, yes. Brian.
Yes.
Scott. Oh, I should have. Linda's sitting there. Forget Scott's vote.
No.
Linda.
Yes.
Rudy.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Judy.
Yes.
Mark.
No.